Saga Egmont presents The Last Day of Winter by Shari Lu. Read by Kathleen McCarran. To my much-loved grandmother, Sarah Sadie Hill. A strong, wise, brilliantly funny force of nature and a true inspiration to us all. And to J, C and B. Everything, always. Who is there? Caro Anderson. It's the day of her wedding to her love, Cammie Jones. Cammie Jones, Caro's fiancé, owner of menswear boutique, Camden. Chrissy, bridesmaid number one, lives with her partner, Tom, and their son, Ben, 14. Jen, bridesmaid number two, married to Luke, adopted daughter of Val. Val, 60-something treasure, friend, and self-appointed surrogate mother to Caro and Cammie and anyone else who needs her. Josie, in her 70s, she hasn't told anyone her actual age since around 1980, a force of nature, rebel, Val's partner in crime and wedding planning. Pearl and Bob Smith, Caro's aunt and uncle. Mahogany-tanned Scots, enjoying a very comfortable retirement in Spain. Yvonne Anderson, Caro's late mum, died 2 years ago. Jack Anderson, Caro's cheating, duplicitous father, married to Louise. Lila Anderson, Caro's half-sister, daughter of Jack and Louise, former social media darling and selfie addict. Seb Lloyd, an expat golf pro with a broken heart. Juliet Embers Lloyd, Seb's late wife. Stacey Summers, Glasgow native living in LA, presenter of USA Speed Freaks, secretly in love with Cammie Jones. Jax Green, Stacey's boyfriend and co-presenter of USA Speed Freaks. Senga Summers, Stacey's mum, Josie's pal, and founding partner in the cleaning company Mankey Scrubbers. Ida, Ina, Agnes, Jean, and Montana, Senga's lifelong friends, self-made family, and co-founders of Mankey Scrubbers. Zach Benson, fashion buyer, Stacey's newfound travel buddy. Prologue. Website www.itshouldhavebeenme.com. Members discussion forum. Post by member. Screen name, not over yet. Okay, so the day has come. The love of my life is marrying someone else. Even typing that makes me want to scream. I know this is a forum for mutual support and consolation, but right now I don't want to hear anything that will make me feel better. I'm pissed off and I'm heartbroken. How could he do this? Why isn't he marrying me? Why am I not the one sipping champagne and looking at the white dress hanging on the front of the wardrobe, waiting to say I do in front of the world? I need to move on, to find someone else, to let him go. Well, screw that. I'm not doing it. I want him, and if he doesn't want me, then at least I'm going down fighting. I'm going to that wedding today, and I'm going to be heard. When you've got nothing left to lose, doing something is better than watching the future you dreamed of slip through your fingers. Friday the 20th of December, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. 1. Caro. Dum-dum-dee-dum, dum-dum-dee-dum. The vicar opened his sleek leather Bible as the congregation, the women resplendent in deep jewel tones befitting a winter wedding, turned to watch the bride slowly glide down the aisle.